I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 9/11 was a day everyone will remember as a day the United States was attacked by terrorists. Founder and president of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, says it significantly affected him as a Christian. Some believers are afraid or uninformed on how to share their faith with Muslims. That's why Crescent Project is holding Oasis 2009 on October 22nd, a conference to teach you
how to build friendships, how to build bridges, how to communicate effectively, how to give somebody the Bible, to help Christians communicate in a way that's biblical and that is practical in communicating with their Muslim neighbor and friend.
Type Mission Network News in the code box when you register and you'll get a special resource for your Muslim outreach. The Early Bird Special ends September 15th. Next, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton terminated millions in aid to Honduras in an effort to restore ousted President Manuel Zelaya and his government. What does this mean for the work of organizations like Compassion International? U.S. Communications Director Kathy Redmond says,
since we work through the local church, our sponsors' money, our donors' money is not sent to government. It's not sent through government at all. It's sent through the local church. So what we do has not been restricted at all.
$38 a month sponsors a child and guarantees they hear the gospel. And Michigan listeners may have heard about a campaign combining adoption and spare change. Named Spare the Change, Bethany Christian Services partnered with a local television station and a local bank to raise money and awareness for the adoption of older teens. While not overtly evangelistic, the results of this program can open doors for the gospel. Bethany Christian Services is a Christ-centered ministry looking to connect forever families. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.